Good morning. It's Thursday, May 13th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. We're following the investigations into several shootings this week. Family members identified the man shot and killed in Northeast Portland Wednesday afternoon. Jolon Yoakum was shot near Northeast Sandy and 118th. Witnesses report hearing about a dozen gunshots and seeing two cars speed away. Later yesterday, two more people were shot in Northeast Portland and taken to the hospital. The investigation shut down Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Bryant for several hours. And a pursuit with Marion County Sheriff's deputies and Silverton police ended in a shootout. A 20-year-old man was arrested and is facing several charges. A passenger in his car was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Starting today, anyone in Oregon and Washington over the age of 12 is now eligible to receive the Pfizer vaccine. In Oregon, anyone younger than 15 must have a parent or guardian with them, or someone with proof of consent when they go to get the shot. Tomorrow morning, House Republicans will vote to fill the committee chair position that they voted to remove Representative Liz Cheney from. New York Representative Elise Stefanik began lobbying for the post yesterday. Other lawmakers could offer to challenge her today during a party forum. President Biden is expected to speak from the White House within the next few hours. Political insiders say he'll address the Colonial Pipeline shutdown as an example of why the nation needs to upgrade critical infrastructure. The judge overseeing the Derek Chauvin murder trial has ruled that the former Minneapolis police officer abused his power, demonstrated cruelty, committed a crime in front of children and in an active group during the murder of George Floyd. These aggravating factors will be taken into account during Chauvin's sentencing hearing on June 25th. Portland city leaders are voting today on the mayor's proposed $5.7 billion city budget. It includes funding for homeless services, city cleanup efforts, and community response officers, while cutting $3 million from the Portland Police Bureau's budget. If it's passed, it'll take effect July 1st. All week long, the Coin 6 news team is taking a look at some of the biggest problems plaguing the City of Roses and how we got here. From affordable housing to destructive protests and ever-increasing gun violence, you can see all of our latest in-depth reporting on coin.com. And in our series, Is Portland Over? Tonight, we're taking a look at the homeless crisis and the failure to solve it. That's on Coin 6 News at 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. Talk to you tomorrow.